Welcome back, Noodle Squad. Welcome back to Noodle On with Noel. I am your host, Noel Mulkey, and this is Noodle On with Noel. I want to say, first of all, for everyone listening and not watching, I am in a new studio. I have set up a brand new studio. It's a work in progress. It is, if you go to the YouTube channel or any of my channels, I will post the clip from this podcast to advertise it, obviously. But yeah, it's a blank wall, a white chair, but I have the angle I like. I have the mic. It's feeling very professional. And I have I ordered an LED neon Noodle On with Noel sign. So a sign's coming, and I'm going to put it right here for just the listeners. It's like I'm pointing to the wall behind me. Very simple, very demure. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not kidding. This is it. This is the studio. And I even ordered two yellow chairs because my brand is yellow. Sunny, positive. That's what I want to exude. And that is what this podcast will exude. And there'll be a lot of noodle alliterations. Is that the right word? Alliteration? A lot of noodle puns. But I ordered two yellow chairs. It's going to be one right here and one right here. But the second yellow chair will only make its appearance when I have guests to interview when they come to the small Vermont town of St. Albans to come interview. That's when I get big, because I am going to get big. I want to say, first of all, also, thank you so much for all the response, the weight loss episode. For those who don't know, last episode, I talked in depth about how I lost 27 pounds in 3 weeks, and I got a lot of feedback, and I want to say thank you, and it meant the world to me that people noticed. One of the comments on TikTok was, oh my gosh, Noel, you lost a bunch of weight. Thank you. And so I did want to touch on that a little bit. But really, today is about hate comments. Today, we are talking about hate comments and how I respond to them. And not just hate comments for myself, just how Instagram has changed from the world's changed, social media's changed, everything's changed. But to its core, Instagram was like, I remember here, okay, we're just gonna, before we even, I think we'll just dive right in. Also, you guys, I have makeup on. Someone told me, one of my feedbacks I got of the podcast actually is that I talk over myself a lot and interrupt one train of thought for the other. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm totally going to work on that and fix that. The problem is I do that all the time. That's just how I talk. So I got to make a list. I was going to make a formal list of like, here are your talking points. Surprise, I don't have a list. I don't have a list, but I'm definitely gonna just stay on track. We're just gonna stay on track. And the first thing I wanted to say was, welcome to my new studio. This is the Noodle On with Noel podcast studio. There is literally nothing behind me. There is nothing, no art, no nothing on the walls. So watch this space, fam. Over time, I'm gonna have a ton of stuff. Well, not a ton, because I want it to be simple. I don't want it to be like cluttered. I can't stand clutter. So yeah, it's just me and my microphone and my chair. But yeah, so let's dive into the main topic. There wasn't really much of a intro, but I wanted to talk about hate comments. Do you just scroll on Instagram Reels nowadays, you guys? And so I got my start on TikTok. No, let me back up. I started on Instagram back in like, I'm 30. Ooh, that hurts to say. Yeah, that does hurt to say. I started on Instagram, like, I remember being in the computer lab with my friend Lindsay. Shout out to Lindsay. Love you. I hope you're listening to this. And she set up my Instagram. It was like in the computer lab in like maybe junior year of high school, senior year of high school. I don't know. But What I want to say was, at its core, Instagram was a photo sharing app. You just like all your friends basically post it, I don't know, random here and there, but then like seven pictures in a row of you on a beach in Mexico, like on vacation. Like that's when the real Instagram came out. But it was also like all your friends and like so supportive and like maybe one off. Like, okay, but so nowadays, obviously everything's changed, but nowadays it has turned into this, what's the word? Just this gross, nasty display of humans and like the pit of like these people, like, hey, you wouldn't dare say that shit to my face, because they don't. Literally, they don't. If I, okay, obviously I have a voice. Everyone has a voice. My voice is very high, and it's been talked about all the time how I fake it. I don't fake it, you guys. I don't fake my voice. I don't. And I wanted to read some of these Instagram comments I got. Okay, here's a good example. So, all right. So on the post where I announced I'm starting a podcast because everyone loves my voice, it was sarcasm. One of my posts has like, I think it's like 18,000 comments, and most of them are calling me trans and that I have a horrible helium fake clown Elmo Smeagol voice. Someone said I sound like Smeagol. But I wanted to talk about some of the comments and how I react to them, and in the hopes that people at home, people who also receive hate comments, I just learned to like, you know, look at it, take it with a grain of salt, and go on a run. Go do something that makes you happy instead of doom scrolling, look at your comment section. So let's just go over a few of these on just a certain post. This is the post where I actually announced that I'm doing the podcast. I said, since everyone absolutely adores and loves hearing my voice, I have decided to use it even more. Thank you to all the comments who pushed me for starting voice acting. And I'm hoping Noodle On with Noel is the catalyst for that. Noodle On with Noel, the podcast. All right. So let's read some of these. All right. Who's everybody? Nobody asked me. Hearing your voice is like nails on a chalkboard. Thank you, Ray Pearson, from former PGA Tour caddy, now actor, producer, and filmmaker. Oh, and very, very bald man. Okay. Sincerely shipwrecked. See, that's what's sad about this, too, is because, like, a lot of these mean comments come from, like, people you would think, like, in person they seem so nice. And, like, if I were to meet these people in real life, they wouldn't dare say this shit to me. Same with a lot of other people who get negative comments. They would be like, you don't say this shit in person. You just don't. Here's Midori Marble. Here's Midori Marble. I thought I turned that sound off. I thought I turned that sound off. I thought I had no notifications. That's sad. I'm still getting the hang of this, you guys. I don't know if anyone heard that. This doesn't explain why your voice is like this. Like, for real, were you just born with a voice sounding like this? Oh, okay. I take that back. Midori Marble, that was a really nice comment. Very respectful. That was nice of you to ask that. Trent, you don't have a noodle. Are you gay? We hate it and can't stand the sound of you talking. That is what Dory. Oh, see, they look so nice. Like, these people look so nice. And then it's sad, and it's like, can we hear you simulate a deep man voice? Actually, you know what? Yes, you guys can.
Hello, my name is Noel, and this is my simulating a deep man voice, and it's extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah. That was it. And you know what? I have to say something about the mean comments, okay? I take them in, process them, but what I really, really process are the nice comments. And I know it's easier said than done, especially in a sea of like 18,000 comments commenting how horrible I am. because I talk, have a high voice. But the nice comments are absolutely outweigh the mean ones 100%. And that's why I've been able to do this for so long and make a living in the last few years out of social media. And I also want to say the hate that my voice brings is actually one of the reasons I think I was successful on apps like TikTok and Instagram. Because of my voice, I think it helped. With that being said, let's go back to the negative ones. Your voice, here's Justin Van Der Est. He takes a photo, make a video, document your legacy from blah, 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 blah. Okay, your voice is not unique, sounds exactly the same as 11-year-old boys, and now you are just trying to capitalize on your following. Sounds pretty boring. I am totally trying to capitalize on my following. How did no one get that? I swear I keep blocking you. I don't love it. I think you're gay. Yes, Tyler Bobros, you would be right. Shut up. Your voice is acting though, not your natural voice. Please don't call the suicide hotline. Cut the shenanigans. What makes you act like that then? It's not just a voice. Stop deleting the negative comments, little jit. I hope I didn't just say a slur because I don't know what jit means. Maybe I shouldn't say that again. I don't know what that means. But I do want to say I never delete comments. I am not a comment deleter. I do not delete comments. I leave it up for engagement. I like people making an ass of themselves. They're going to put themselves out there and say some dumb shit. Then the whole world gets to see it. So I don't delete comments. That is something I've never done, never will do. I don't do it. I hate you. I think if you just told the truth that you're gay, the hate would be less. Foster Smith. I'm Foster. I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I love God, anime, my dog, and Tennessee Vols. 420. That's very, okay. So I am gay, bro. Pretty sure. I have made out with a woman, though. A few times. I don't know if I've ever made out with a man. I don't like making out. Oh my God, this probably won't make the cut. That probably won't make the cut. I probably should not. But all right, guys. So we're going to move on from that one and we're going to move on. Okay. That was the episode of me, or that was the post of me announcing I have a podcast. Okay. So now we're going to move on to my most recent viral video, my most recent one. And this is the one where it made me think like, oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. So this one currently has 32 million views, 32.6 million views, 338,000 likes, 93,000 shares, and 19,000 comments. It is the video of me sitting on the floor at the King Kamua Hotel in Hawaii after finishing Ironman World Championship with bleeding shoes, and I'm laughing at just the situation. I'm on the floor with bleeding shoes. I just finished an Ironman, and I'm showing my medal and stuff. And then, all right, here we go. So it started off good, but then it found the absolute wrong rock bottom side of the app, which is fine because you don't know where the algorithm is pushing your videos. And I wanted to respond to a lot of these like on Instagram, but you can't exactly do that because I've actually responded to comments bullying me in like actual way nicer ways than what they originally stated. And my comment gets removed for community guidelines violations. Like, how can this person say like, what the fuck am I living? God, this world is fucked. That comment doesn't get taken down, but me saying, I hope your day gets better or something gets taken down. So that's a problem. So, okay. So some of the ones I really want to address are the ones that automatically assume I'm a man competing in women's sports. I heard a little segment of a C-SPAN or something. They were talking about the problem with transgender athletes in sports. There are over 500,000 NCAA competitors. And if I remember this, I want someone to fact check me if I'm wrong, but this clip was literally a recent, and it was like there are over 500,000 NCAA competitors in college sports. There are only 10 cases of transgender athletes in sports. In the division that they want to be in, a transgender man in a woman's sport. But what I want to say is that is, even, you know what, even if you don't agree or do agree or don't or could care less, what I want to say is, like, 10 out of 500,000, and this is some national issue. Are you fucking kidding? That's what you're worried about? Like, this is a very rare, small population. Like, it's not a big thing. It's big because you hear about the Leah Thompson. You hear about the big cases all the time because they make national news and stuff. But this isn't like some rampant problem that's like every other sports team is like. It's just such a non-issue with how little it actually affects. Like, okay, so with that being said, I just wanted to go on that rant real quick because half of these comments think I'm a woman. What do they think I am? They think I'm a man. They think I'm a trans man, which means I'm a woman. They think I'm a woman who was a man competing in. This is actually confusing. They think I'm a man. They think I'm a woman who was a man who's competing against women to win. They think I'm a transgender woman who was a man competing in women's sports. That's it takes 3 seconds to look up a result, by the way. It takes 3 seconds to look at my bio also. So yeah, let's just go over a few of these. I can't wait to go over some of these. I know who this man voted for. Gay. Are you competing with women? Bro, be a man. Why are you acting like a woman? The way you acting is funny. Get a life. I love that they commented that on me sitting at the end of an Ironman with bloody shoes and was like laughing. And like, I don't understand what is more manly about that. Not to say that Ironman is completely also womanly, like womanly and manly. I was like, if you're going to talk about being a man, probably not supposed to comment on that, right? Like, I'm sitting there with bloody feet after having done an 11 and a half hour Ironman with a broken hip. Well, with a hip fracture. Hip stress reaction. It wasn't exactly a fracture, but I'm really dramatic. But I do want to say, guys, in the sea of, I'm only reading negative comments. There are also really nice comments. Like the top one. Actually, let's go to the top one real quick. I want to see the top one. For all the haters in the comments, Noel is a man and was born a man. He is not transgender. He has a high-pitched voice, and that is it. Stop assuming things and stop and talking on things you know nothing about. Also, Adidas, shout out to Adidas, commented, and they said, we can help you out next time because I'm holding my shoes that I wore that were not Adidas. I'm not going to say what they were. You can go see the post. Because I'm holding my shoes and they cut up my feet to where I'm completely bleeding. All right, so back to the hate comments. He's out of testosterone. Man or woman, what the fuck? What are you? We found the Spanish audience. This is gross. You shouldn't be nonchalant about exposure to blood. Shake my head. Ouchie, get well. Okay, well, some of them are nice. Shaggy, is that you? I absolutely love when people call me Shaggy. That's not an insult. I actually love that. Wrong shoes, wrong gender. There's a lot of the wrong gender, but I don't quite understand what they mean by that. I don't understand at all what they mean by that. How are you the wrong gender? And a lot of these comments, this might sound, is this, what is the word? This might sound, I don't know the word that's politically correct, but if you click a lot of these comments, something like, I think your feet had a period. Okay, that's kind of funny. But if you click them, here it is, Arizona, like King Hernandez, Arizona. Like, I swear to God, some of these people have never left their hometown. They've literally never left their hometown and have no, like, conceptual, like, But there's so many more people in the world that I think there's just so many. You finally had your first menstruation. Use your real voice. What the fuck is that? You didn't laugh, so no, you chose the wrong gender. She's beefy as fuck. He chose the wrong voice. Nah, that voice. Not everything needs to be posted. Why bloody feet? That this is a dude or a chick, my precious. I think my precious has to do with Smeagol. I think they're referring to me as Smeagol, which is kind of funny. You know what? You can be mean, which is fine. But if you're mean and funny and like it's actually a funny comment, I have a sense of humor. I can laugh. I like to joke. I'm silly. I can laugh. I can joke. Some of these are funny. Okay. Like I get humor. It's like funny. But some of them are just cruel and like you don't need to. Ugh, gross. How bad did it hurt? It looks painful. It does. It was very painful. And actually the race was painful. So by the way, I did kind of briefly touch on this, what I'm commenting on, but I did Ironman Hawaii for the second time this year at the Ironman World Championship. And at the end of it, there's this video of me sitting in the hotel after the finish line, taking off my shoes, and it's just blood. Like socks are just red, like just completely red. And anyways, that's the post they're commenting on. But a lot of people are saying, was it painful? And yes, you know what I want to say the painful part was after, was the healing. Yes, the race is painful. And yes, it was painful to run a marathon, well, run, walk a marathon, mainly walk a marathon on my feet that were so hard, awful. But the real pain from this came from afterwards. Afterwards was horrible. Really, really bad. Like the healing part, like the next 2 weeks, because every time I would go to sleep, I think a little layer of skin would like heal over it. Like a tiny layer of skin would heal or something. The epidermal layer of your skin. And in hindsight, I should have been putting like moisturizer on at night. Because, okay, so I'd lay in bed for like 6 hours, get up and stand up, and it was right where the cuts were on the arch of my feet. And so every time I pressed down, my obviously the arch flattens, and it ripped open the epidermis or something like that. And I could feel the little tears, and it was excruciating, absolutely excruciating. And like 2 weeks into the healing process, I was like someone actually DM'd me on Instagram and said, you should put like Aquaphor, like what they put, like some type of moisturizing something so the feet stopped doing that. And it was a lifesaver. Why did I not do that for the first 2 weeks? Because I was in Melbourne, Australia, actually dealing with this injury. And it hurt to walk. And I was on crutches. It really hurt to walk. It was not on crutches for my feet. I was on crutches for my hip. But it really, really was painful, you guys. I think that was probably one of my worst, most painful Ironman injuries, from bike wrecks to hip problems to rolled ankles. Those were like problems. But man, oh my gosh, that hurt. The feet. The feet were awful. Man, it hurt. It's like I couldn't walk. I could not walk. Anyways, so back to these. Actually, okay, so that's that post, but I did want to go on. I want to do one more comment section of one that's like, ugh, where are these people coming from? And I will say, when it's warranted, I've been a hater. I've been a big old hater on social media when it's warranted. When it's someone just like sitting there happy about their accomplishment or like, I don't know. There was a comment section where this lady was absolutely getting cooked, just cooked. And I think it was because she like painted her fireplace the wrong color or something. I'm like, oh my gosh, wow. I mean, this is what social media has come to. And I will say TikTok is such a different vibe than Instagram. Instagram reels are just a cesspool. Is that what we call it? A cesspool of like just mean, mean people. Okay, so this is the one. I'm actually gonna play the sound.
This is me before my first first triathlon of 2024. This is me after I just won. I won this.
Okay, so it's your typical before and after a race, except I happened to win it. It was the Draper something, or not Draper, Sun, I don't know what it is, but it was called the, oh, Vermont Sun Triathlon at Dunmore Lake. And I want to preface this with saying, I put at the very top, I had to pin it, because on Instagram you can pin post, I said, y'all do realize all race results are public information. You can literally look up my results. I'm a man competing against men. And that being said, it literally anything you've ever wanted to see is any race results are public. If it's USAT sanctioned or whatever the running community is, US Roadrunner, I don't know. It's all public results. You can look what category this person is and who they beat. But I have 2,253 comments of people assuming I try to let comments, you know, roll off and I don't put any energy or thought into them. But the one comment that really does make me see red and I'm like, I'm like, why do they just assume without any, like, how do you just assume I competed against women? I don't understand. This is actually, oh my gosh. So here's one of the comments. Why are people just assuming you race in the female race? And I had to say, I literally answered her. I said, I have no idea. It's infuriating. And when I tell them the race results are public and they can literally look up the category, they don't believe me. I sit there and say to these people, I am a man. And they go, no, you're not. I say, no, you're not. What do you mean? No, I'm not. Isn't this the crowd that we can always tell crowd, huh? Is this the we can always tell crowd? I don't think so. Okay, so here's some. If you were born a man, then you didn't win anything but stole it from all the other true women in that event. And then I said, I competed against men. How are you just assuming it's a woman's race? Here's the public race results. And I literally linked. I have the link of the public race results. And I had to start putting that in all the comments so they can look it up if obviously people don't give a shit. They just want to be dickheads. But yeah, it's actually, these are so mean. These are so, so, so mean. Cause I don't understand. Here's someone assuming they put you in the wrong division. And I said, why are you assuming that? I won and competed in the men's division. Then she completely switches up and says, my apologies, respect to you then. Okay. This person goes, old soul factory. It's crazy how much respect I lost for triathletes. And I said, really? How come? And then he said, I used to think endurance represented having a strong character, but now I see it's just about who can hate themselves the longest. Some people have a lifetime of practice hating who they are, not much of a flex. And then a really funny commenter said, take your meds, peepaw, you're rambling, which I thought was hilarious. if nobody is in your real life respects you enough to listen, what makes you think I care about your opinion over the internet? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, then they're getting an argument, but I don't know. I thought that was funny. But it's like, okay, here's one. Be Frank. Frank Brubre, he cheated it. And I asked how. And he said, dude. And I said, what? Explain. And I said, I competed against the men because I'm a man, if that's what you're saying. And then he goes, well, respect then. Thumbs up. Respect. Okay. What? What? I just said, and I said, do you guys just make this up? And there's no reply because I guess they do just completely make this up. I don't get it. Those are the ones you can see. I'm getting fired up, people. I'm getting fired up. We're at 29 minutes of the podcast already. Oh, this is flying through. And then some other guy. Okay, Brett Schoenbeck. So you won against girls as a guy. Okay. And then, Oh, man, I had some time to reply to these. I think I replied to, like, every single one. I said, nope, I won against men as a man. All races are public information. I competed in the men's category because I am a man. Do you people just make this up? Like, where do you get this info from? And then they never reply. They just, did you beat girls? And I said, nope, beat the men. Yeah, so I don't know if I want to, my blood pressure, I don't know if I can hate. Oh, here's another one. So he raced against women, laugh, emoji. And then I said, I'm a man competing in the men's division. All race results are public. You can literally just look them up. Do you call just, do you, I think I, to be honest, I think after some time, I think I just copied and pasted all of these. I think I just copied and pasted all of these. My responses, because they got so tiring. Real quick, over the hate comments, I wanted to read some of them. The nice comments, winning it, just a few, just because my ego needs it. Y'all hating, but competing in a triathlon is incredibly difficult, and winning even more so. Congrats, man. And in the comments, ladies and gents, we can see how blind transphobia can affect everyone, because people get attacked for no reason. 100%. Like, this is transphobia. It's nothing but pure transphobia. Which doesn't even make sense, because there's nothing relevant in this post about trans. Excuse me, sir, your Adam's apple is showing. Someone said, why would it not? Oh, I love my people that are defending me. Negative testosterone. Also, fun fact about testosterone is actually how your voice sounds means nothing in terms of your testosterone level, because I've actually gotten my blood work done in July, and I was completely normal levels. And fun fact, I got it literally 2 days ago. What day is it? Is it Friday? It's Saturday. I think it got Thursday. Thursday, I got my blood work again. I haven't gotten the results back, but I'm gonna publicly share everyone who comments zero test. I'm gonna say, look, bitch. I have high testosterone, I hope. Maybe they're right. I don't know. I have had 2 bone stress injuries in a year, which is looking bleak. That's pointing to something that's not, there's a problem under the hood. So a lot of horrible stuff. Is this a joke? What the fuck is this? No, you didn't. The amount of effort to do that fake voice all day, every day. What are you? The fuck are you? Is that a man? You aren't a man. I love when they say, you aren't a man. Like, okay. What do you mean? Like, how can you just say that? It's just a lot of, I guess it's a lot of, actually, the more I scroll down, there are a lot more positive ones. There's a lot of positive ones. So it's just a mix. I guess my point is, like, I'm used to this. I had a large following on social media for 4 years now. And with that, I think at first it was like a big old shock. I'm like, oh, wow. I posted a video about... It was interesting because this happens a lot nowadays, but I used to think, read the comment section, I'm like, oh my gosh, those guys are like picking apart like everyone's flaws, which is, I guess, what you expect. But yeah, when I first kind of got like a really viral video with a really strong reaction of people pretty much only commenting on my voice and gender, I really was like, what? I was not expecting this. I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't. And I think at first it made me really self-conscious about my voice. And then over the course of, and I've been self-conscious about my voice forever, you guys, literally forever. And I think we can even dedicate a whole podcast topic to people with high voices. And in fact, there's someone I found on TikTok that I actually wanted to interview for this podcast. It's a man with also a very high voice. And I was like, oh my gosh, cool. Like someone else has experienced this. I've been self-conscious about it my whole life. And I guess over the course of the last 4 years, since the pandemic, since I got on TikTok and got pretty big on social media, it just doesn't faze me. I don't know. It just doesn't faze me. The one thing that phases me is when someone just instantly assumes, because I do post a lot of my triathlon, that's a lot of what I post is triathlon stuff, it instantly assumes I'm a trans woman competing against other women. Like, where do you get that? Where is that from? And I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it shows. I guess it show. I don't know if it shows. If someone were to come onto your, here's a great comment. Shout out to Bethany Schwartz. I've learned from these comments that boring average men love to hate on anyone and anything they can. This man just won a triathlon and they are worried about his voice. So that is another, thank you, Bethany, for bringing this up, because this is another thing. And y'all, tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong. I want to know. Obviously, I'm have some feminine tendencies, you know, long hair, high voice, mannerisms. You know, you could it's a little fluctuation here and there. However, if a man... If me, a man, beats, like, a man, like a straight, like, guy, I don't know. Like, they have a problem with that, no? Do they feel like, I feel like it's pissed people off. Because, and you know what? I could be completely ignorant and not even, I could be completely ignorant about this. And this has nothing, and this is just my bad. But I, over the course of my 10 years in triathlon, they don't like being beat by a gay guy. They don't like being beat by a feminine guy. You know, it's a big old hit to their ego. And I think this comment section kind of, these comment sections kind of exude. I mean, 95% of these comments are from men. Mean, and you know what? Like, mean, like, it makes me worried. A lot of these men, a lot of these people who say like the most, like the worst shit, like weird shit, have their entire family in their profile picture with like kids. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like their entire family, and they're saying weird comments. Like, guys, some of the gayest comments come from straight men. Straight men. Like some of the gayest comments. Like something to do with like, oh, I wish I could find it. I'm just scrolling through some of these. All. I love it. Someone said the way he's cooking, y'all, in the comments. I love it. I was cooking. I was spitting. I was cooking some. He won. Society lost. Y'all want to whine so bad that you'll insult a male athlete competing against male athletes because his voice is high. Interesting. So it goes like, this comment section like goes like nice, really mean, and then back to nice ones. It's come full circle. That's absolutely impressive. Great video. Respect for winning the men's and not going for women's. Okay. Like that's not even like, it's like, what? at least he's not faking being a woman. Yep. I don't understand. It's just like, where does this, it's just such a non, I don't understand. Okay, some of these comments are really funny. Someone said, party city manager. All right, who stole all the helium? This guy. Like, he's like, this guy. That was kind of funny. I'm telling ya, I'm funny. I have a sense of humor. If y'all make something clever and funny, I laugh, even if it's like directed at me. I have a joke. I can joke. We're joking. I love it. I love it. Transathlon. Great, guys. Clever. Bro, you gay rainbow. I'm so confused. Stop forcing the voice, bro. It's awful. Makes me want to invent new war crimes. Yeah, because you're a dude.
Yep. Yup.
Biology. I'm assuming he... This just makes me so angry. I'm assuming he entered the woman because he identifies as a buttermilk biscuit. Is there a reason Is it just me? Like, do they have, like, do people have, like, one joke? One joke. Ha! He identifies as a frog. Is that, like, your only joke? Is that it? Like, I swear to God, they don't have any other fucking jokes. Prove it. Hate from Texas. Jesus is what everyone needs. Transphobes trying so hard to find a reason to be mad. Yeah, they are. Yeah. Cheating. No hate, but are you gay in any way? I love it. I love how that's grown-ups lifeguard without the muscles. Ooh, that one hurts because I do. I will say I look kind of flubbery in this. Why is he talking like that? Terrible. Nice. Stop the weird voice. Guys, they competed in the men's category. Relax. Well, if he, she is going against both genders and win, then there's nothing wrong and y'all are just hating. Yeah, true. Because you know what? I did beat the woman. I beat the woman and the man. I beat everyone at this triathlon. Whole group. Men, them, they, she, he. I beat them all. Y'all see a man with a feminine voice and just, grr, trans. See how transphobia hurts not just trans people? Let's instead appreciate what an accomplishment he's just done. You should get T levels checked. Not trying to be rude, but very high-pitched voice is common with improper hormone levels. Is that true? Can someone look that up? Me. I just looked over, like, I had, like, a whole studio of people. I can't get someone look that up. There's no one here. It's just me. But we're going to look that up. Can testosterone cause cancer? No. Well, can it? Can testosterone create a high-pitched voice in men? Oh, does low testosterone cause a high-pitched voice? Yes, low testosterone levels are associated with higher pitched voices in women. So, well, okay. Do human male, here's Reddit. Reddit's very reliable, right? I will say about Reddit, I have recently just gotten into it very recently. Like, I'm a very new Reddit user. And people are so witty. They're so witty and fast on there. It's just such a witty, it doesn't seem like a place I'd want to, like, post or do anything, but it's, like, fascinating. Like, for instance, random topics like this. Like, this is just, of course, someone's Reddit. Do human males with high-pitched voices have lower levels of testosterone in their blood than males with deeper voices? I just went to a specialist in voice and the oral cavities plus tract. Doesn't make any sense. Here's what we found. Males usually speak at 80 HZ hertz. I'm gonna go with hertz. I think that's hertz. 80 HZ frequency, and I speak at 140 HZ. This makes my voice sound a little higher than the usual male, and I am a tenor. I had blood tests a few weeks ago before this, and my testosterone levels are within normal male ranges. I'm 32 years old. That's exactly what happened to me. I got tested not because of my voice. I got tested because of my bone stress injuries. And it was completely normal levels. And then people are telling me I have no testosterone. All right. Before a boy is even born, testosterone is working to form male genitals. During puberty, testosterone is responsible for the development of the male attributes like a deeper voice, beard, and body hair. It also promotes muscle mass and sex drive. It does have an effect on how deep a voice an adolescent has. Not sure if it has an effect once people reach adulthood. So that's a very interesting... also is that I guess it doesn't affect, well, according to this Reddit user, which is all, I mean, super accurate, right? It doesn't affect, I guess, your levels maybe are affected in puberty, for how you speak, but I guess in adulthood. Either way, this is what I'm trying to say. My levels are fine. I have fine testosterone levels. And I don't know, why am I spending an entire episode on hate comments? I don't know, because it's a big part of my life right now, reading comment sections from my posts. It's been a big part of my life for the last 4 years, reading comments on my post. I read them all. I don't reply to all of them. But like I said, the good outweighs the bad. The good outweighs the bad like crazy. And I know who my true people are. And this probably will not be the last hate comment read because, I don't know, I feel more comfortable reading them with people who are listening to this podcast because I know that the people listening to this are my supporters. And so it's kind of, I don't know, fun to read. Is it fun? Was that fun? I don't know. I thought it was fun. I actually haven't read. I need to go back and answer some of those because I've missed a few. I have missed a few people who I need to share that run sign up link or the link to of my race results so they can, here's the link. Go look it up. I'm a man competing against men. With that being said, we're almost at 50 minutes of episode 5 of Noodle On with Noel. Probably going to leave you guys with that. I'm going to start a new section next week. It's going to be the, it's al dente or what is the other, what is the other type of pasta? It's going to be like questions about like this or that. But it's going to be called al dente and penne. Was that it? I don't know. It's going to be pasta oriented. I love that I have a pasta theme with this podcast. Hopefully by the next episode, my little sign I ordered is right here on this wall. And my chair is here because it's going to look really legit. It's going to look so legit. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube, noodleonwithnoel.com, or go to just YouTube and type Noodle On with Noel, you will see my brand new podcast studio set up. I was thinking for a while when I do a podcast, am I going to be a sound-only podcast? No, you can't be a sound-only podcast and make it in the podcasting world. Everyone's on video now. Everyone has their little microphone set up. You can't do it. You can't do it. You got to be all media. So I worked – it's very basic. This is very basic at the moment. It's just a chair and a microphone. But we're going to get this big, you guys. It's going to get big. I have a feeling. 2025, Noodle – at the end of 2025, Noodle On with Noel is going to be top 10 podcasts in the entire world. Mm-hmm. Yep. Calling it now. And if it's not, I will still I'll keep working until 2026 and 2027. This has been another episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you are new and liked it, please go leave a review. You know, all the typical podcast stuff. Go leave a review, subscribe, blah, 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 blah. Follow me on all my socials. But I really do like the reviews, the genuine ones. They mean the world to me. It means people took time out of their day to go and give me a little kudos on this project I've been working on, which is making this podcast the best podcast I can make. And it means the world to me, my followers and my supporters who come and listen, and new people. And we're gonna keep this rolling. Okay. This is episode 5 of Noodle On with Noel. And thank you everyone for tuning in. I will see ya on the next episode. Okay.